PC.
The wires get tangled every day.
I probably just sell the PC right. a little bit after I got it.
That's a good point.
I'm rather play Xbox.
I just want a gaming laptop just because I can play on that.
Oh my god! Be strength.
A PC for like anything though.
Yeah.
Hello, teens on the internet. You're listening to Jeff from Snack Point Charlie on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, home of the hits.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture in Austerlitz, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture.
Healing game. sing with us now. Hey, there's a blessing in the room today. Are you ready? Get ready. It's already been released.
There's a blessing in this room.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Get ready.
Get ready.
It's already been
released.
There's a healing in this room today. Are you ready? I came to tell you to get ready. It's already been released. I need somebody to get ready tonight. He's about to release some things in this place.
There's a release. Yes, beloved, there is a release. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for being here today and that we've been released from the sleep of the night to wake up and meet a brand new day. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are here at the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere right now, right here with me on WGXC, and I'm not alone. I have with me the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. And with us is the audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin Navy Services. Hey, Brother Randall, how you doing today?
I am doing well, and good morning, Brightside listeners. I hope you are well on this chilly Sunday morning.
Amen to that. I hope wherever our voices are landing, that you are safe and that you are warm. And if you have need of help with that, amen, please let somebody know, because there's help out there. There's help out there. Listen, you can text to 518-653-2008, and we'll see if we can help you find some help for your situation, okay? Listen, beloved, we are in the middle of January already. Can you believe it? Time is going so fast, but we are grateful that things are going as well as they are on the East Coast with us. We know that there are tornado watches and floods, and there's been snowstorms and all these different winter weather activities going on. And so we're grateful to be here where we are. And for all of you all who are in nice, warm places, we'll be there in a couple of months. We'll be back to spring in a couple of months, God willing. And so let's just soldier on and make it through as we go through the season of winter and the blistery cold and all that comes with it. Let's do what we can to help our neighbors. Let's do what we can to help ourselves and to make it through. Amen. You gotta believe, beloved. You gotta believe. Well, I got music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. That's what we do. Music for you. Music with you in mind all the time. Music to help you make it through the day, to encourage you as you start your week. And so I want you to relax if you can, or if you're driving, you can't get too relaxed. Amen. You're making breakfast, getting ready to go to church. You got new things going on, but let this ministry of music minister to you, whatever it is that you got to do. We got Miss Tasha Cobbs-Leonard with Gotta Believe, Stanley Brown featuring Karen Clark Sheridan and Hezekiah Walker, and Karen's daughter, Kiara Sheridan, a gospel, a juggernaut in her own right. God is good. We've got Maverick City, God's Got Us, JoJo Martin, Even If It Takes Forever, Consumed by Fire, I'm Gonna Walk with Jesus, Marvin Sapp, I Believe, and Big Daddy Weave, Heaven Changes Everything. We've got seven songs back to back, music with a message for the heart, the mind, the soul, 26 minutes of it, and after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So don't go nowhere. You stay right here. Where? The bright side. There's a bright side somewhere right here, right now, with me on WGXC. 90.7 FM. Amen and amen.
I just gotta believe there is goodness around the corner and something better is in store for me. Just one page in my story, and if I can't
keep breathing, and if I keep leaving, it's gonna work out like I knew it would. I'm feeling stronger than I thought I could. There's a rainbow behind the clouds. The sun is bursting out. Oh, it's gonna work.
These tears would just be tears falling down my face, and this hurt would just be hurt with no healing on the way. Thank you, Jesus. Heaven changes everything. A goodbye would be goodbye, but no, I'll see you again. And when a life is over, that will simply be the end. Thank you, Jesus. Heaven changes everything. In the
fear of what God can do.
This is the promise.
Oh. should lie to win me back. He gave his life. I'm so glad that God's got us. God's not a man. He should lie to win me back. He gave his life. I'm so glad that God's got us.
taken away. I can never repay. Keep on opening doors. Soon there won't be room for more.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist with the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere right here, right now with me on WGXC 90.7 FM. We have the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. Enjoy and be blessed.
Anybody else willing, I'd probably do the same. Glad you're not like me. Even when you see, you keep loving me unconditionally. Don't know why you still love me. For granted, indebted to you for understanding. That's why I'ma follow you forever. You can count on me for sure, whatever. I owe you my life. So I do whatever it takes to stay in your good grace, no matter the time or place, even if it takes forever.
People call me a fanatic. Loving you is automatic. Ain't afraid to say I'm strong. Can't repay for what you've done. I owe you my life. So I'll do whatever it takes to stay in your good grace. No matter the time or place, even if it takes forever.
Away, I can never repay. Keep on opening doors. Soon there won't be room for more.
Ooh, making a way.
Keep on making a way.
I can never repay.
I can never repay.
Keep on opening doors.
Keep on opening doors.
Soon there won't be room for more.
Keep on making a way. I disappointed you over and over again, but you keep forgiving me.
This is my favorite song. Come on. Remember the day, yes, I
question if God is really on your side. And the reason why you're questioning it is because of the simple fact it seems like the devil is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Ah, your word is true.
Your word is true.
Come on.
I'll give the peace in this pain, the hope in this grief, the beauty beyond this. I have to believe. I can't see what you see, but I know. Everything.
Heaven changes everything. I could go in on that. I tell you, but the hope of heaven, the hope that we will be in the paradise of God, that this is not the end. This is not the period. Death is not, but it is a comma. There are those who say that, you know, there's reincarnation, and there's those who believe in other manifestations of extension of activity, extension of reality beyond the grave. Hallelujah. But Christ teaches us that he has gone to prepare a place, hallelujah, for us, that where he is, we shall be also. Heaven changes everything. You know, the word tells us about the archangels, the angels, and all the companies of heaven, letting us know that there are other beings beyond us. I was looking at a documentary the other day, beloved, about UFOs. I think the UFO revolution, it was called, and was talking about extraterrestrials and, you know, and flying saucers and aerial phenomena. And one of the interviewed persons said, it's kind of arrogant to us to think that we are the best that God could do, you know? Hallelujah. That presupposes a belief in God. And that's kind of where I want to go today. I've seen in this last week things online, things on YouTube. I think there was a documentary that was on Prime Video even. People who are talking about no longer believing in God, people who gave their life to serving God, people who went to seminary even, or some other kind of institution of training and higher learning and the things about God and the spirit realm, and have come to a conclusion that these things don't exist. These things are not real. And that was so, you know, disheartening to me, that people who had, you know, had that kind of life serving God and believing God have come to a point where they no longer believe. And, you know, to each his own, we all have free choice. That's one of the wonderful things about God's faith, I guess, in us, in that he gave us free choice. The prophet Jeremiah says, choose ye this day who you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We all get to choose. There's a misunderstanding and a misrepresentation, and time here does not permit me to try and unravel that or do justice to that. But I do want to step into those waters a little bit and say that, you know, there's an error in the teaching and in the testimonies of those who have turned away from their faith that says that, you know, particularly Christians, we try to impose our belief on people and demand that people know when we are intelligent in our faith, when we have a right understanding about how God is and operates, we know that we don't have that authority or that power to do that. Have people done things in the name of Islam? Have people done things in the name of Judaism? Have people done things in the name of Christ? Have people done things in the name of a corporation? Have people done things in the name of an ideology? I mean, these things, people are fallible, right? So people do things. That doesn't mean that God is not real, all right? But God does give us the choice to believe or not to believe. I chose a song today that says, who am I to deny what the Lord can do? Who am I to deny what the Lord can do? In Matthew chapter 23, verse 19 and 21, you'll find something like this. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Amen. Beloved, we may not agree with what God does or even what is written in the Word of God about him in the Holy Bible. We may not like how some of the things played out in the old times in the recorded text or even in our lives today. We may not understand, but that still doesn't mean that God doesn't exist. Oh, come on here, beloved. Amen. Listen, beloved, in 2 Peter 1 and 21, it says the prophecies that are written in these books did not come in times past by the will of men, but by the holy men of God speaking, being inspired by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Where does inspiration come from? People say, well, the Bible was written by men. Well, what book wasn't written by men? And when we mean men, we don't mean gender. We mean the human species, right? What book do we have that was not written by men? Of course it was written by men. But the testimony is that the Holy Spirit gave inspiration. We can accept the inspiration of a Mozart who wrote music down, and we, you know, contemporary times, some of the popular artists, we testify about being inspired. We can take inspiration from artists who put their inspirations on canvas and other kinds of creatives. But hallelujah, that God would inspire people to write things down in the Word of God for our understanding and edification. Oh my goodness, what's so hard to comprehend about that? Transparency of the Bible is one of the most beautiful things about it. It reveals to us the power behind existence and creation, and the creation story does not hide the fact that an infallible God created man in the image and likeness of God, and yet was so, amen, able to be turned around by evil, deceived by evil, used by evil, and God's frustration with that, in that God got to a point where he just wiped it all out, and then even said, I'm sorry that I did it that way. I won't do it like that again. The stories in the Bible relate to our human experiences in such a transparent way. God hides no thing. I love the Word of God. You can tell. But there are millenniums of testimonies of people who've experienced the divine, experienced angels, experienced the Spirit of God, the voice of God, the miracles of God. Beloved, I encourage you to beware. Who am I to deny what the Lord can do? In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 33, Jesus says, whoever denies or rejects me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. We don't want to be denied access to the prayers of Jesus. Hallelujah. The intercessions of Jesus, the advocacy of Jesus. You know, Peter denied Jesus. Jesus didn't just cast him aside. Jesus said, Satan is after you. He wants to have you, and then he wants to sift you. But I am praying for you, and that when you are strengthened, you are going to strengthen your brethren. Beloved, I tell you, listen, beware, okay? Listen, God ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. And we are not here to stay. One day, we're going to get to meet him face to face, as friend or foe. I don't know. But as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Who am I to deny what the Lord can do? This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm saying, don't quit in the dip. Don't give up on God. God won't give up on you. Oh, beloved, God loves you. What more can he do? He gave his only son. Hallelujah. He so loved the world. In our mess, in our sin, he so loved us and still loves us. All right. Let Jesus, amen, fix this thing and let him fix it for you. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. And in the meantime, I'm giving God all the glory. Amen. Amen. All right, beloved. Listen, we got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Elevation Worship tells us God is more than able. Oh, yes. After that, I'll be back with my final comment.
did I start to believe you weren't sufficient for me? Why do I talk myself out of seeing miracles? You are more than able. You are more than able.
Yes, beloved, God is more than able. He's more than able. Yes, there's horrible things that happen in the Bible, horrible things that happen in contemporary times, horrible things that happen to us. My walk has not been a flowery road of ease, but I tell you who have got me through. It's God, and that through his son, Jesus Christ, who I accepted into my life as my Lord and Savior. I tell you, beloved, he's been better than good to me, better to me than I've been to myself. I hope you know him this way. Listen, if you don't, you can just pray and ask him to come into your life. You can ask him to reveal himself to you. You can ask him. He's not afraid about questions, and he may not always answer, but who always answers, okay? I remember times my mother would ignore me when I'd ask questions, right? God is God. God is God all by himself. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. But he does speak to us through his holy word. In Daniel chapter 12, it says that the end of the times, many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. Well, are we not living in those days? Listen, beloved, God's got us. All right. I want to say happy birthday to all you January babies. And to recognize the birth of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we have a national holiday. Yes, we do. And each year we celebrate that here in Hudson at the Shiloh Baptist Church. It'll be at 3 p.m. today. It's open to the public. We hope you'll come and join us. A wonderful, wonderful service, a celebration, a public service award, just a wonderful lineup of speakers and music and it's going to be a good day. Bring your family, bring your friends, okay? We'll see you at Shiloh Baptist Church at 14 Warren Street. That's at 3 p.m. today. And tomorrow, Monday, at the Lifeform Arts Center, 11:30 a.m., there's going to be a panel discussion and conversation. We want to inspire our younger people and our not so young with the messages, the teachings, and the principles that help to bring a revolution of change to our nation and our world. This is Pastor Kim. Listen, I got to get ready to go, all right? But remember to never forget, God loves you. I love you too, but God loves you more and he loves you best. In that knowledge, rest and stay blessed till we meet or speak again. Remember, don't quit in the dip. We got one more for you. going out is the choir room featuring Ben Rector, and this is Joy. I've got Joy.
In my life.